Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar's here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of a number of books on small business, including Home Office Know-How, including Safe at Home, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. He is the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a galactic award that the SBA gave him, and he is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Jeff, one of the things I know you've been working on lately, you've been tinkering around with and looking into is battery backups, systems that will keep you operating even when the local power grid goes out on you.
Absolutely. You know, it took a while. You know, battery backups used to be like so many other parts of the computer network, and in our computing systems used to be just really the purview or the product of a larger organization, a larger mm-hmm. company that could afford them, because they weren't made for small. And, you know, if you think back 20 years, the personal computer, while personal and designed for the smaller user, really hadn't infiltrated into the home, and it wasn't as pervasive a device, a tool, a toy as it is today. So probably about 10, 15 years ago, I got my first battery backup, probably closer to 15, and I just plugged my CPU into it, and I live in South Florida. So all summer, you know, every day we get the threats, especially because I live inland, we get the threats of thunderstorms. And if I lose power, what we call a brownout, which is just a momentary loss, like a burp of power loss, mm-hmm. Or a blackout, my computer would go down without it. But now it's, you know, obviously stays up and running and humming. And it really protects the work we're working on, and more importantly, just gives you peace of mind to know that it could be ugly outside, but you're just still humming with you know, no threat of immediate loss of power.
Now you have a desktop computer, right?
I have a desktop computer,
yeah.
Yes.
And I have a laptop. It's on a docking station. So right. let's just kind of compare the two in terms of what you need and what you need to do to stay operating even when there is a, as you say, a brownout or a blackout. So what is your device is like a big brick, right?
It looks like a small CPU. It looks like a small computer terminal because it's actually bigger and has more outlets on the back. So
you could plug your TV or your fax or whatever if you wanted to into it, not just your. Do you have your computer plugged directly into it, or do you have a strip plugged into it with your computer and your monitor on it?
Yeah, there's a few rules that they put out there as far as what, or not rules, but guidelines as to what you should and should not put into it. Peripherals generally should not go into it. Your fax machine, your printer, your scanner, those aren't things that generally need to be up in the 5 to 15 to 20 minutes that you would need, you know, to work a little bit more and then power down.
But your computer and your monitor should be into it.
Generally, a lot of monitors are plugged directly into the computer, but if not, my monitor, as is mine, is plugged directly into the battery backup. And in the back of the battery backup, or UPS, uninterrupted power supply, are two sets of strips. One is just five outlets for surge suppression. Mm-hmm. So they're not offering power, but they are offering surge suppression like any other power strip or surge suppressor you may have. And then there's five other outlets that are battery backup. And they're pretty clearly marked. You know, one says UPS and one says surge suppression.
So the unit is also, in addition to battery backup, is also a surge protector, and that's pretty handy.
It's a surge suppressor, and it has outlets for cable. If you're using a cable modem for your internet connection, it has outlets for DSL, you know, phone line to come in and to surge protect those. Now those aren't power outlets.
That's a pretty robust system there.
Yeah, I mean,
which brand did you buy, or did you?
APC, American Power Conversion. APC.
Okay. And there are a number of others out there. Emerson's got one, and there are other folks. Just look around, folks, and find the one that's best for you. But you
if you. search them online, search battery backup online, and see what you may need. This one offers, you know, I didn't want to go overboard. I didn't want a lot of things in there for the reasons and guidelines I just mentioned.
What
does
it cost?
One of the issues, the cost of this one is about $250, somewhere,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
between $2 and $250 for this
That's doable.
One. They have a much smaller, much cheaper for the $40 to $50 range. And then they have them up into the thousands, to the point
right.
you can get
yeah.
a generator to run your house.
Oh, yeah, that's and we can talk about that a little bit. But, you know, on my system, of course, I've got a laptop, and it's plugged into a docking station. And I do that because I take this computer with me wherever I go. If you see
right.
Jim Blassingame, unless I've just gone to lunch, there's a pretty good chance that this computer is pretty darn nearby me.
Right.
And so it's got its own battery. So if the power goes out, then I'm still up. Now my monitor's out, but then I just pop the laptop off the docking station, and I'm ready to go. Plus,
right.
if everything goes out, which includes my you know my internet connection, which is through my you know phone company, then I've got 3G on my laptop.
You know what? One
so
of the
I can actually continue to march through
right.
through
you
this system.
You mentioned a key point there. Is that, you know, generally the reason, for example, that the makers of battery backups don't want you plugging a bunch of stuff into it, especially heavy draw stuff, is you're going to, you know, this one has anywhere from, you know, 15 to 40 minutes of draw time, of battery time, depending on how much you have running through it. Now, if you have your printer that's printing, it's going to take, there's a lot of moving parts in that if it's operating.
Right.
If, for example, I was sick of losing power just for a blip, a brownout,
yeah.
as it were, and losing my modem and my router. So I plugged my modem and my router, which combined draw less than 10 watts when
right.
functioning, actually
right.
closer to like 8. I also plugged in my phone line and my headset that I'm on right now. So those, they draw hardly anything. But I was sick of being on the phone with Jim or being on
right.
the phone with somebody, and all of a sudden we get a momentary brownout or a full-on blackout, and I lose the call.
Mm-hmm.
So with it plugged in there, it gives
or the
me
work
time
that you
to do
or the work that's on your screen that you hadn't saved.
And, you know, generally it saves all the work that's on my screen. Generally, Windows and Apple and other operating systems will save the work, you know,
right.
incrementally as you're going
yeah.
along, as well as my battery, my online backup is saving my work as well out to the cloud. But, yes,
right.
I mean, I'm not losing it. Oh, my God, I just lost
but
all
there,
this work.
But there could be 10
minutes.
Or 15 minutes of work that could be lost because of the way these things work. I mean, they're almost idiot-proof, but not completely. So, folks, you know, these just think about the backup system. There's the most important thing to take away from this is you can have backup either by the way the type of equipment you buy or by buying an actual universal power supply backup like Jeff was just talking about. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is Jeff's website. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.